I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump released a video last evening saying the $900 billion COVID relief bill passed by Congress is a disgrace, needs to be reconfigured, and that $600 a person is not enough. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Will this delay the relief checks?
Possibly, David. No, Trump did not specifically threaten to veto the COVID relief bill. If he were to sign it, the checks could go out very soon. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said earlier this week the money would land in Americans' bank accounts as soon as next week.
But what happens if President Trump vetoes this bill?
Well, both the House and Senate approved the COVID bill by veto-proof majorities, and Congress can override a president's veto with a two-thirds majority in each chamber. But those votes would have to be scheduled, and many members of Congress have already gone home for the holidays.
Right. So what's the next step then?
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted last night, Democrats could vote this week on a bill that would increase the payments to $2,000, but that would have to be a unanimous vote. Then the Senate would have to approve it unanimously, which is unlikely. By one estimate from economist Ernie Tedeschi, increasing the checks to $2,000 just for adults would cost an extra $370 billion.